Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 2nd, 2011, episode 220, sponsored today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Good morning, good Friday morning to everyone out there in Radio Land. I'm so excited it's Friday. I'm giddy. I have so much work to do, Glenn. We have this is officially my first show broadcasting live from the brand new and improved Flyover Farm. Whoop, whoop, that's right.
New studio and everything? You're not in the kitchen anymore?
I'm not in the kitchen. I have my own room now. You're not going to hear my husband cooking eggs in the morning and making breakfast, and I'm not going to see him rolling his eyes at me every morning when I read Black Beauty and start crying or do whatever ridiculousness that I'm doing. However, I got to tell you that this morning, because everything is in boxes and complete disarray right now, you know, when you move, you're in such a hurry to get everything out that you start packing really organized. And, you know, you have your little, like, you wrap everything and you place it in boxes. And then the further along you get in the move, you're
That's
like,
right.
Forget it. I just start cramming stuff in boxes. You don't care if it's breakable. You throw, you know, your vase next to your computer and you throw it in a box and you're like, whatever, I'm out of here. That's kind of how I ended our move yesterday or day before yesterday, was just throwing everything in and just getting it over here. So this morning, I had taken some stuff and put it up in the cabinet so we could have at least some glasses and dishware in the kitchen. And this morning I go and I grab a coffee cup and I'm blurry eyed and it's tired and it's like 5 something my time. And I bring the cup of coffee down and I pour coffee in it. And I go to get the creamer, and I go to pour the creamer in it, and I realize that there's a packing peanut in my coffee cup.
That's pretty good.
I'm like, yeah, that's probably not going to be delicious.
That's somebody who just moved.
Yep.
You have packing peanuts in your coffee cup. That's how you know.
The start of my day, so it's just going to go up from there. At least I didn't drink the styrofoam packing peanut.
That's right. It's Freestyle Friday.
It is. Yay.
Well, congratulations on your new house and moving and getting in it. Now it's official and everything.
I'm so excited. We're laying around here like, oh my gosh, we love, love, love this house. My girlfriend came over last night and we just sat outside with our new kitty cat and put our feet in the pool after riding the horses and just drank some wine and just had such a nice time. It's like, this is what it's about. It's so nice outside. It was dark and there was no sun beating down on you and there was no 110 degrees. It was like that calm of the day where you get to sit back and realize just how awesome your life is. And I had one of those moments last night, so I'm already happier being in this house.
Well, that's terrific. Congratulations. We all know that feeling, and it's so cool. It is cool. And it'll even be better when everything's unpacked.
Yeah.
You can sit down and go, it's all done. You know, Jennifer and I moved so many times in the last 6 years that we got so good at unpacking. We would have it unpacked in 2 days with the pictures hung.
Oh,
that's
no.
How good we got.
You didn't have as much junk as I have.
That's probably true.
The one thing we were better at than that was throwing things away before we left.
Yeah.
Like, okay, get a dumpster.
And Jennifer, I understand that because I am very much like that. But my husband, bless his heart, I love him to pieces, but he is a pack rat. He has things, but I mean, it's cool stuff. You know, he's got like things when he was in this first fighter squadron at this place. And he's been in like 11 different fighter squadrons. So there's plaques and certificates and little model airplanes from like every squadron that he's ever been in. And then he has the little outfits, I'm sorry, uniforms. Flight suits from every.
He hears you call them little outfits. You're going to be out the door.
Yeah, he doesn't like it when I call them footy pajamas because that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, he's not going to like that. Well, let's find out what's coming up. Go ahead.
Well, I'll finish my thought. This just so we've got so much stuff everywhere, but now our garage is relegated to the future garage sale items. So everything that I don't like, I just throw in the garage. I'm like, it's gone. Chadley, it's gone. It's too bad. It's in the garage sale pile.
You're like me. I'm the same way. We like to get rid of stuff. Jennifer, too. We're all three not pack rats. But, boy, her family is. Her family are pack rats. So we got that to deal with someday. All right, Jennifer, what's coming up? We got a busy show today and some fun news.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Edition, we will open with the Horse Radio Network announcements. Sure to have worldwide implications. We'll get that out of the way so Glenn can stop jumping up and down on his ball. And then it's going to be across the pond to the Horse Junkies United Report, live from merry old England. They're at the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials, the equestrian social event of the season for the entire United Kingdom. And then, last but not least, we will usher in the weekend with the bestest, most obnoxious listener-submitted really bad ads.
All right, great. We have some fun stuff today. We're looking forward to it. And let's do our daily winnies first. I haven't thrown the daily winnie out to Robert Dunn in a long time. So, Robert, this one is for you. And he wrote, when Jennifer had posted a couple days ago when you did the last chapter of Black Beauty, Robert posted yesterday, because you weren't here, Tammy filled in, and he said, is Jamie too distraught over the end of Black Beauty to be able to be on the air today? I love you, Robert. I love Robert. He's so good. And then yesterday we said we had a big announcement this morning, and Robert was a little concerned, I think, because normally when we have big announcements, it means that there's a new show, a new host, show's going off, and I think he's a little concerned that somebody was leaving. None of those concerns, Robert. He posted, am I going to like this announcement? ? Robert, this is just a fun thing. This is nothing big. Nothing big like that. I think Jamie isn't quitting. As far as I know, she's not quitting. I haven't heard anything if she is. So, Robert, everything's cool. This is just a fun announcement this morning. So we're going to get to in a couple of minutes. So that's my daily Winnie. Let's get to yours.
Now, this is horses for you, okay? So remember the big gray horse that we bought in Fresno, California? And I've been riding him. We posted some YouTube videos. He's just doing amazing. I even had a, like, conference call with Reese Koppler Stanfield to help me with his dressage. We've been working hard at all hours because it's so darn hot. And finally, there's a woman who is coming to look at him tomorrow night. As far as being interested in taking him. Yeah, so Fantastic news. It's a second-level dressage rider. She has a trainer. So it's a kind of like the perfect situation. So I go up to ride Genesis last night around 8 o'clock, and I get there, and he has the hugest, ginormous bite mark on his shoulder. And it's just actually behind his shoulder, right about where the saddle tree would sit. Huge, big, you can see the, I mean, it's not like bloody, but you can see where all the hair has come off of it, and you can see the teeth being raked in, and the swelling was about the size of half a football right underneath where the saddle goes.
That always happens.
Can you believe it? I've had this horse for months, been working my butt off with him, and all of a sudden somebody's going to see him, and he gets hurt. So I had to email him
every
last
time.
Night, like, every, exactly. I'm like, hey, so about coming to see that horse, you can come and pet him if you'd like. However, we're not going to be able to ride him. It's just, I'm like, that's horses, huh? She sent me a text message or an email laughing, you know. She's like, yep, that sounds about right for me. So hopefully she's got a good sense of humor. I'm like, maybe we can try on Monday. Maybe the swelling will be down enough to ride him. But, yeah, God love him. Thanks, Bunch Genesis. I have one more, too, Dave.
Okay.
Well, I would like to say that this internet connection, because that's why I wasn't on yesterday, is the cable people couldn't get here. This internet connection is provided by my local cable guy, who was supposed to be at my house yesterday between the hours of 8 and noon. And, of course, I've got to go to Lowe's. I've got to go get some carpet. I have, like, a million errands to run to get this house in order. So I sit here from about 8 until noon, and I'm messing around, unpacking some boxes, moving some stuff around. Noon comes, 12:15 comes, 12:30 comes, and I call the cable company. I'm like, hey, I'm waiting on the cable guy. He's supposed to be here half an hour ago. And they give my name and information. Like, oh, okay, he'll be there within the hour. So 12:45 comes, 1 o'clock comes. 1:15, 1:30, 1:45, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 2:45, the cable guy finally shows up. I sat in this house that is like in boxes for almost 7 hours waiting for the cable guy. He gets here, it took him 5 minutes and he was out. Like, could you not have called ahead? Then he gets out of the truck, Glenn, and I'm like, hey. And he's like, where's your power box? I'm sorry, I'm late, thanks for waiting. Where's your power box? Jerk face, it's right over around the corner. Hope you get sunburned while you're looking for it.
You know, I think part of the problem there was your expectations were too high.
For them to show up between the four-hour window they gave me?
Yeah, that was way too high. You're talking to cable company. Your expectations were way too high. If they show up the same day, you're very fortunate. You should be kissing the ground they walk on if they show up the same day.
Well, Chad told me, he goes, between 8 and noon, they'll probably show up around 12:30, but you never know, they could come at 8. And I was like, well, I'll just be waiting. And then I just waited and waited, and I'm calling. I'm like, hello, how do I get a hold of these people? Who is it? But Glenn, did you used to be a cable guy?
I was a consultant for a company that worked for a cable company. So, yeah, I know all about the whole deal. And, you know, we've been moved so many times that they have never shown up on time. You know, I want to know, you know, they give that window, and you assume that they're seeing somebody between 8 and 12, right? That's why they're late, because they're at the other people's houses. But I've never met the person where they've actually showed up on time. So it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
The end of the day would be on time.
Yeah. I mean, if they're late for everybody, what were they doing between 8 and 12?
You know, you got a point. Like, I've never heard anybody be like, sucker showed right on up at 8 o'clock. Never. I think they do that on purpose. They don't want anybody talking. So they're like, if it's an 8 to noon, we should show up around 11 for the first one. Hate that.
I know. It's a thing, though. Just let me know next time you have something like that, and I'll tell you what your true expectations should be.
It's like really bad ads. It's like you read what they actually say, but then you translate them to what they actually mean. That's brilliant.
Right. Exactly.
Brilliant, Glenn.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly right. Well, we do have a program note for Monday. It's a holiday here in the United States. It's Labor Day, right? Labor Day? Isn't it Labor Day?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Labor Day on Monday. It's a holiday here in the United States. So we are going to have a special musical mashup episode for you on Monday. So there will be a show. It'll be a recorded episode that we're putting together for you. So that'll be fun. You can tune in on Monday and hear that. And also, I see a note here in the show notes, but I don't remember what it was about.
That one? That's me.
Okay. Oh, God, I don't remember. I don't know what I put it in there, and I don't know what it was for. I didn't put it in there.
Well,
so you
want to
tell us about Frank?
Frank. Frank is my new kitty cat, and you guys have been asking me about Frank the kitty cat, but we can tell this later if our guest is ready.
No, I don't see the guest ready. Jamie, are you calling her? Is she calling us, or how is that
We're calling her.
All right, why don't you give her a call? We can get her on the line for our special announcement here in a minute, but there is a new, right, you know, you and I like to cover a little bit of the celebrity scene and things. Well, somebody is a new pony owner, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Glenn. And I was thinking of applying for a job, another job, and I would be leaving Horse Radio Network for good, because this would be a job that probably would take up a heck of a lot of my time. I would like to be the riding instructor / horse trainer for Brad Pitt's children. Brad and Angelina have given each of their children a Shetland pony, it has been reported. Every single one of them. You got Vivian and Knox, which are 3-year-old twins, Shiloh at 5, Zahara at 6, Pax at 7, and Maddox at 10. Do you know how busy that would keep me as a riding instructor? It would be all day long. And the fact that he also bought Angelina a horse. No information on that horse, but they are keeping them in the pastures surrounding their Chateau Miraval estate in the south of France. Now, hopefully he has some good consultants, because Shetland ponies do not need to reside in pastures because every one of them is going to have laminitis in about 5 minutes.
How much time do you think they spend in France?
Well, I have no idea, actually. I haven't called him recently and asked him.
Do you think that they actually went out themselves, you know, shopping? You have Brad and Angelina showing up at your door. Hello, we're here to see your ponies.
Would you not just die? Like, somebody calls and is like, hey, we're going to have an appointment, come at noon. Okay, great, and you're out there grooming a pony, and all of a sudden Brad and 7 children show up.
Well, you know, Elvis used to go shop for his own, so maybe Brad does too.
Well, I would have a heart attack. I'd be like, ponies, $10,000. Wait, no, I mean $100,000. No, you have it.
Each,
I don't care.
Each.
Exactly.
New ponies and a new horse. That's a lot to add to the family in one shot. But then, of course, they're used to adding to the family. They've been doing that very successfully.
I hope that they can, you know, 7 horses is a lot of a farrier bill. So I certainly hope that they understand how much money it's going to take care of 7 new horses. That's a feed bill. I mean, come on.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. All right, we have our guest on to make our special announcement this morning. And I have, before we bring her on here, we have a little music for her, and then we're going to welcome her to the show. So, and we would like to welcome Lisa from First Time Events. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
How are you this morning? You doing good? You ready to make this big announcement?
It's been long in coming, and yes, I am.
Okay, good. We are so excited. So go ahead, tell the world.
Well, after a very long anticipated wait, I am proud to announce that Norco Horsetown USA is formally inviting you to come to Norco to be our guest and to broadcast your show live. And we have got all of the arrangements taken care of. And we've got November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd all set up for you.
Woohoo! We're going to Norco, baby!
You know, we've talked about it for so long. Every time we talk to you, Lisa, we're like, oh, we got to come out there. We got to come out there. We got to come out there. And you have actually made it happen. You put your money where your mouth is, and we are going to be doing a live broadcast from Norco, California for 3 days. And we're going to Disneyland. Yay!
Yeah. Yeah.
We're very excited, as you can tell. We are very excited about this. You have been our adopted hometown since literally the show started. Since probably you came on, I think, within the first couple of weeks of the show starting. And
yeah,
we had,
I think I was like on show 6 or something like that.
And we back then we were saying, we've got to go to Norco. It sounds like such a cool place. It's like Horsetown, USA. And then what got us really excited is you sent us this big package of Norco stuff. We got this big package of Norco stuff, hats and t-shirts and all this stuff. And then, you know, we've had a number of people on from Norco over the time. And what you guys have so much planned. You're going to keep us busy while we're there, aren't you?
Oh, we're going to keep you very, very busy. There's just so much to see, and we only have you for such a short period of time. But the beauty of this whole thing is that the show's in the morning. And after the morning's over, then we can actually plan out your day to where it's just not one thing right on top of the other. But we've got a trail ride for Jamie and Jennifer planned.
Yay!
And
wait a minute. Jennifer is not coming unless she can ride that horse up to the drive-in window at the Dairy Queen.
You know, we have a Dairy Queen here, but it doesn't have a drive-through.
Can she ride it into the building?
But we have other places where... no.
Thank God, I wouldn't have eaten there.
But we do have other drive-through restaurants that you can ride through, and we also have a place where you can ride to go get ice cream. So
oh,
I want to make sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's all she cares about is getting ice cream on her horse, because I don't think she's ever done that before.
Yeah, we will absolutely take care of that.
Okay.
And then we've got a carriage ride in the evening planned to go Christmas caroling and go around ground through the houses to see all the pretty decorated. It's going to be Christmas.
Cool.
So.
That's terrific. We'll have Jamie bring her harmonica and she can sing.
Now, see, the key is, Glenn, that you cannot sing when you have a harmonica, so those around you have to be your accompaniment. So that will be you singing, my friend. She'll kick us out of Norco so fast we won't know what happened.
Yeah. And we're planning on taking you to a couple of barns and then, of course, Disneyland. And we have some... The people here in Norco, when we started talking about dates and actually bringing you out here, and when I found out that you were such huge Disney fans, we put a couple of people to work, and we've made arrangements for you actually to take a barn tour at Disneyland to go see.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, the horses at the Magic Kingdom.
Wow, that's cool. I love that. And that doesn't happen too often. We tried to get that at Disney World when we went down, and we couldn't get it arranged. So you got pull.
I don't have pull. I just happen to know the people who have pull.
Okay.
Lisa has, she has people, honey. She has
I
people.
I have people. That's right. I have really good people. And actually, these very same people are the ones that are actually bringing you here. The Hampton Inn is sponsoring this event and is our title sponsor to provide you rooms while you're here. We also have America's Country Store that is participating, and Dr. Jennifer Wells from Backcountry Chiropractic, and Dominic Ferrero of Zebras R Us, which I understand Sammy Joe has been on your show before.
Sammy Joe has been on our show numerous shows. I think she's been on almost every show on the network, who, of course, is our zebra friend and wild animal trainer from down there in Texas.
Yeah, Dominic, Dominic knows her really well, and Dominic is also a zebra trainer, but she has some other exotics that at her little, we call her the exotic petting zoo. She has some Watusi cattle, and she's got a camel, and of course, Glenn, we're going to get you up on the camel. You said you wouldn't ride a horse, so we're bringing you a camel.
That sounds great to me. Right. I've ridden a camel once before. It was a lot of fun. I had a blast.
Well, we have a couple of options here. We've got Bert. Bert the camel, who's actually a sworn officer for the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department.
Oh, no way.
Wait. Say that again.
Is that case Bert ever a desert chase?
Bert the camel is a honorary sworn officer for the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. He does a lot of PR stuff. He goes and goes to school for the kids, and he has his own trading card.
Okay.
And he's
Glenn,
a North Hill resident.
Yeah. Glenn, you may have ridden a camel, but you've never ridden a police officer trained and certified camel, okay?
No, I've never ridden an armed camel before, no. That's true. So this is all very fun, and then we're very excited that we get to participate in your parade.
Yes, our winter festival, our Parade of Lights. It's an equestrian parade that takes place at night, and everybody decorates their horses and lights and the wagons, and there's Christmas music, and we have a sponsored carriage that will be taking you as one of our celebrity marshals, our celebrity marshal in the parade.
Wow.
And then afterwards
is
a winter festival.
That is that's very exciting, especially for my friend Glenn here, because Glenn loves nothing more than a parade. But I have to ask you an honest question. You're doing a Christmas parade with horses at night. How much acepromazine does the city go through before the parade? You won't tell.
You have to understand there is something that's called Norco Broke. And Jamie, after we have you here riding, and trust me, we are going to make sure that you are on a very, very secure mount, regardless of how good of a rider you are. We're going to make sure that you're going to be safe. But
yeah, we can't kill the co-host.
That wouldn't be a good idea.
No.
Or Jennifer. We can't kill her either.
No, that wouldn't be good either.
No, but you're going to be introduced to some things that you've probably never encountered in your life. And that's the one thing that is, you know, Norco is something that it's great to talk about it, and we love it, but you really need to experience it. So we are also going to do, while your radio show is live, we are going to do one of the days with a live audience. So anybody on the West Coast around this area that wants to come and participate with that live audience, we would love for them to come too and experience and have a good time.
Oh, Jamie and I hate audiences. We really don't like audiences.
Right.
I don't believe that.
All right, so now you have gone through a lot of work to set this up, and we thank you. This is going to be so much fun. We're definitely looking forward to it. Jennifer and I are really looking forward to it, because that time of year starts to get pretty chilly here in Lexington. We're going to California, so that's pretty neat. But does the town realize they're inviting three goofy radio people out? Do they really realize that?
And we're throwing the doors open with open arms, and we can't wait for you guys to be here.
She's never met us
crazy.
In person.
Love it.
She's
love
never
it,
met
love
us
it.
In person, Jamie.
I know. It's apparent.
This is great. Thank you, Lisa, so much for all the effort you're putting into this. We're going to have more announcements coming up, and we're you're lining up the guests that we're going to have on those days, too. We're really looking forward to talking to a lot of the people from Norco.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to just a very wide variety of different people and personalities and, you know, really get to meet the people that live here and why we live here and what makes us unique and tell them their stories. And there'll be a cast of characters, I think, that will give you a run for your money.
All right. Awesome. That sounds terrific. So if I get a ride in a camel, does Jamie get a ride on a zebra?
They are rideable. Dominique.
No way.
Dominique actually has trained and broke her zebras. They're very, very gentle. I actually took a one-year-old zebra, a yearling, and walked it through my yard, through my horses, through my trash cans, around my pool, up to my patio to show my mother the zebra. And it was as gentle as my horses. And yes,
wow.
They are broke to ride.
Okay, sign me up. I'll do that.
I'll tell Dominique.
We need a picture of that. That'll be great. Well, thank you so much, Lisa. As I said, we're going to be making more announcements of this, about the details of this as we go along, but it's November 30th through December 2nd. I think that Friday, December 2nd, will be the day that you can come out and actually join us if you're in Southern California and near the Norco area, and you can join us that day. I think that day is also the day that we're heading over to Disneyland, so that should be fun. Have you been to Disneyland yet, Jamie?
Never have.
Me either. And, you know, we've been to Disney World 100 times, but we've never been to Disneyland. And getting to see the barns at Disneyland and meet the draft horses and the other horses they have there, that's going to be a whole lot of fun, too. So thank you again, Lisa, from firsttimeevents.com for putting all of this together. We are so looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's going to go by so quickly, but we're really going to enjoy all of this. And congratulations on your new house, Jamie.
Thank you. Oh, I love it already. And I do want to tell you that my husband will be coming at least maybe Thursday night. He's going to take Friday off.
Oh,
he's
really?
He's going to get to come
Yay!
And hang out with
you. Terrific.
Oh, that is so fantastic. I mean, I'm very impressed with what he does for a living. I don't think I've ever met one of those.
One of those guys.
You know, if he's going to be in the parade with us, he has to wear his uniform, don't you?
Good luck with that. You tell
this
him.
This is exciting. We have never met Chad. You know, we've met Jamie several times in person, but we've never met Chad, so I'm really looking forward. That'll be fun. I'm glad he can come.
He exists. He's real. The real person.
Thank you, Lisa.
Well, thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome,
guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your weekend. Happy Labor Day to everyone. Be safe.
All right. Thank
yes.
you, Lisa. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's going to be fun.
Oh, I know. It'll be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. And, Glenn, as long as Disneyland has a similar ride to the one in Disney World, the Peter Pan ride is my favorite of all time. The Peter Pan ride, where you float over the city and you go around, and there's Wendy and Peter.
I hope they don't have It's a Small World, because I'll shoot myself.
It's a world of laughter.
Oh, no. La, 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 la.
And a world of fear.
Get the commercial.
It's a month that we share, that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after. Oh, I have to finish it. Hello. Oh, thank you so much. We're so sorry, Kentucky Performance Products, that you're following that. But thank you for sponsoring our show today. All horses have individual nutritional needs, and we know that meeting them can be challenging. It doesn't matter if you're a professional horseman or a weekend warrior. You want to provide the nutrition necessary for your horse to thrive. Kentucky Performance Products has the products that help your horse. Horses consuming limited grass due to a busy competition schedule or because of diet restrictions may not be getting enough natural vitamin E. And horses in rigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. When you need a supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. You can get Elevate Maintenance Powder and all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. And follow them on Facebook. Constantly, every single day, I learn something because they post stuff all the time. From just talking about how much water your horse drinks to traveling and shipping and just random stuff that just horse facts, and we all like to learn. So go to Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook.
All right. Thank you, Janie, and thank you to Kentucky Performance Products. I think she's listening in this morning. She's been Karen from Kentucky Performance Products has been commenting over on our Facebook page. Well, now it's time to go back to England. We're going back to merry old England, and we have Patricia from Horse Junkies United for the final report here this week from the Burley Horse Trials. And they were on with us the last couple of days, and we want to welcome Patricia. Good morning, or good afternoon, Patricia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So how's it going over there?
It's going well. It's going super sunny. So that's a big plus. Everyone is in short sleeves, and you need a hat. And I brought all my winter coats and my winter stuff because it was, normally I've been to Burley before and it's normally a little bit chilly and you need jackets, but not this time. It's super nice. And, everybody's doing pretty well. All the Americans and the Canadians are finished because of the dressage. And we have Sinead Halkin, who is an eight. And Michael Pollard, who's tied in 10th. So we have two North Americans in the top 10. That's going to be great.
That's
terrific. And, yeah, it's terrific. And yesterday we did like a little course walk with different riders. So we did Sinead Halpin, who took us from fence 1 to 5. And we did a video and we posted it on our site. And then this morning we posted Boyd, who took us from fence 6 to 9. And then and then our mystery guest that I have next to me took us from fence 10 to 15. So we're going to put those up, and we have more coming this afternoon. So we're going to do like a little course walk, but it's different riders, and they expand the different fences, the huge fences. So it'd be interesting for people to watch that because they explain how they're going to ride them and they give a little bit of tips. Mm-hmm. And then you get to see all the course walk with different riders.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And walking the course is just always so much fun. It's part of the tradition of these big shows. So you have a mystery guest. See, that didn't go unnoticed.
Yes.
I picked that up.
No,
so do we have to guess?
Well, how about I put the mystery guest on,
okay.
And then you can guess who it is by then. Okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, so I'm here.
So we're mystery guesting. We're going to have to...
Nervous.
Hi. Hello?
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 So,
is
this Jessica?
You got it.
Jessica Phoenix, how are you, Jesse?
How are you guys?
We are terrific. I saw your score today. Were you happy with your dressage?
I felt like the horse was awesome. Tucker was such a good boy in the ring, and I think, not happy with the score, but definitely happy with the horse's performance. He was super today. Really happy.
Yeah, I think he was at a 59 I saw today?
Yep.
So this is your first.
It's actually his best 4-star performance ever, but I think the score wasn't as good as his test. But never mind. Tomorrow is another day, and I am extremely excited to get out on Exponential tomorrow.
And this is your first time at Burley, isn't it, Jesse?
It is. Yeah, it's my first time riding here.
And what do you think?
It's incredible. It is one of the most beautiful venues. The footing is second to none. They've done such a fantastic job of it, and the course is huge. It's definitely a test, and I don't think it will be a dressage show, which could play into my court, hopefully, this weekend.
Now, Jessica, you are sitting right now in 45th place with a 59.5, and I'm glad to hear that Exponential was amazing for you. But everything I've been reading, even Jimmy Wofford was quoted yesterday saying, this is definitely not a dressage test. This is a this is going to be come down to the endurance and show jumping. So what do you think about the cross-country course?
It's massive. Pretty well every single fence is maximum height, maximum width. It's extremely technical. There's a lot of offset questions, lots of technical questions, but maxed out fences, like massive offers going into a line where you have to jump an offset brush or corner. There's definitely a lot to do out there.
So how do you feel like Exponential is going to do? Because he doesn't mind the size, does he?
In the past, he has not minded the size of the fences, so I definitely feel like this is a horse. I actually wouldn't want to be sitting on any other horse going around Burley. I love jumping Exponential. He's such a good jumper, and I have so much confidence in that horse. So I can't wait for tomorrow.
And we've seen that horse go around courses, and you two make a terrific team. It's not only Exponential, but you ride that horse. And we've seen some amazing rides by you, so I'm excited for you tomorrow. This is the 50th anniversary. It's like the 50th anniversary of this event, and from what I heard, they wanted to go a little bit retro with the cross-country course and actually open it up in places, too. Have they done that?
They have definitely done that, and there is definitely a retro vibe as you're walking around. Lots of spin rails, lots of open ditches. It definitely has a retro look.
So catching time on this one is going to be difficult, isn't it, with this particular course, coming in on time?
Yeah, I think every Burley is difficult getting in on time. But yeah, this one I think will be right up there along with every other Burley.
So now you're in England, Jesse. Have you been having a little bit of fun since you've been there, or has it been all work?
I have had a lot of fun since being here in England. It's a great group of people that we have this year, both the Americans and the Canadians. We've been having a ton of fun together. The horses are all looking really good, and I think everyone's just really excited to be here at Burley.
Oh, absolutely. Now, when you're making the trip over there, what made you decide to pick Burley to go to? Is it something that you've always wanted to do, or is it something that you're trying to qualify for something later? What made you decide to come to Burley?
Actually, it was just on the advice of our coach, David O'Connor. I think he, rightfully so, just wants to have as much experience and exposure over here as possible. Before the Olympics next year, and this is definitely a test, and if Canada can get around this tomorrow and jump some good rounds on Sunday, then I think we're looking good for the Olympics next year, and I think Canada should be super excited about the team that we send to the Olympics next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you guys are going to be, I think you guys are going to be a force there in Canada. But I guess David's one of those coaches who really thinks that you have to get experience over in Europe to be successful in America.
I think the biggest thing about coming over here is just to get us comfortable with the venue and the other riders and comparing yourself with the rest of the world. And I think that North American events prepare us really well for this, but I think that coming to England and being here in the middle of everything is just so ideal to get us ready for a major championship like the Olympics.
I was just going to ask, are you over there by yourself or is the family along?
No, just me and my groom Amanda are here, and also one of my students, Kristen Bennett, came as well.
So your husband is watching the little one?
Yeah, Joel has actually been traveling quite a bit with the cow shows. So he is, when he's at home, Jacob is with him. And when Joel is on the road, Jacob is with my mother, which is wonderful to have that support at home. Definitely could not do this without them.
I bet you miss your little one too.
Yes, I do. I get lots of updates, lots of pictures every day, and I love them.
Great. I saw the pictures of you and your dog, and you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
you
yeah,
know,
love the dress.
Yeah, I know. A lot of eventers can't pull off the dresses, but you're one that can.
Thank you.
What does that mean, Glenn?
My sister-in-law's dress, so I have to thank Jenna for that.
Well, Jesse, we wish you the absolute best of luck. Go Canada, and we are definitely pulling for you. You're one of our favorites, and I cannot wait to hear. How much longer until you start on cross country?
Yeah, tomorrow, and I think that they're actually starting later. They're starting at 11 and running till 5, so we'll probably be about halfway through.
Okay.
Yeah, we've probably got about 24 hours. We're in
well,
countdown here.
I do have a quick question for you. Do you like to go first, like toward the beginning on cross country day, or do you like to be able to watch some of the other rides before you go?
You know, it doesn't matter to me. Either way, I feel pretty confident. I mean, it's always nice to be able to watch some of the combinations ride. But at the same time, I mean, for each horse, it's going to be different. So I think you just really have to know your horse and know the ride that you need to make it easy for your horse.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate it. Patricia, thank you so much for putting all the time and effort into making these reports work, and thank Kalina for us too. This has been great. It's so cool to have live reports from England, and to have one of our favorite eventers on too.
Yes, you told us to get Jesse. It was our mission. So
thank you. Thank you, Jesse,
no,
for taking time out.
And a bunch of saddle pads.
Hey, I did want to say that. I have seen more Eco Gold saddle pads in the pictures. You're well represented over there.
Well, we sponsor officially the Canadian team and the U.S. team officially. So we do all the team saddle pads.
Well, it's good
and
to
so
see them out there, and I'm sure the riders appreciate them too. And of course, Horse Junkies United is where you can see all the blog posts. HorseJunkiesUnited.com. Thank you, Patricia.
Jesse,
good luck, Jesse.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck. So do you think that Patricia would be interested in sponsoring a beginner novice rider?
with the saddle pad?
Yeah, absolutely. I take sponsorships. Hey, hold up. Now, I got to stop this train from a rolling right now. What the hell are you talking about? Eventers don't look good in dresses. How dare you?
Well, they're so muscular that some of them just can't pull off the dress very well. Let's put it that way.
Some people would think that muscular women are sexy, Glenn.
I do think that muscular women are sexy. I married one. That doesn't mean they can always pull off a dress.
Dude, Jennifer, what are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking Glenn needs to put the shovel down. Shut up.
Okay, and now on with the song for the day.
My God, you're just making it worse, dude. I married a muscular woman, but she didn't look good in a dress. That's what you basically just said.
Yeah, this
How
wouldn't
dare
be
you.
Funny except for the fact that in
she
reality...
Agrees she agrees with me.
No, in reality, Glenn could really give a flying flip because he's not real tuned into the whole fashion thing. But at the time, it sounded like
no.
a good comment, so it just fell out of his mouth because he has no filter. And it's just hilarious when Glenn does that because then he can't dig his way out.
How
I
do you get it, Jack?
Glenn, you have a gift, my friend. You have a gift.
I do.
I'm amazed. So those of you who want to complain, it's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. And I'm sure he would welcome photos of you guys in dresses.
And we also have to remind our listeners, who, if they weren't listening last week, Glenn knows how difficult it is to pull off the short skirt and nylons on your legs from personal experience.
That's true. Not every guy can wear tights and a dress and pick up a wife. Not every guy can do that. It takes a special person. So how do you keep track of your horse's information, like farrier visits and shots? You have a box full, I'm going on here. You have a box full of receipts, post-it notes, or maybe just perhaps you don't keep track of any of this at all. Well, the solution is right there in your iPhone, and it's called Pocket Stable. It keeps all of your horse's information in one easy-to-find place, including vaccines and wormer visits,
You got me all mixed up now. Worming, Farrier, dentist visits, everything like that you can keep track of right on your iPhone. It's called Pocket Stable. Just go to the App Store on your iPhone or visit them at pocketstable.com. Do it today. It's only $3.99. What do you got to lose? Give it a try. Well, today we're going to have a song from a guy who actually lives in Norco, California. He's a musician. He plays all the rodeos and a lot of the venues out there. And I listened to him today for the first time, and I really liked him. I think you're going to like him too, Jamie. This is called, I thought this would be appropriate song, Where I Belong. And keep in mind, he lives in Norco, California, where we're going in just a couple of months. His name is Paul Justin.
I learned to walk, like I've been speaking since I learned to talk, and I don't know much about nothing else. Yeah, I'll drive my tractor to heaven. They call me Furlong, yeah, that's my name. For 100 years this family has been the same. Working these pretty fields of green alfalfa. Yeah, I'll lie here next to my dad and grandpa. What I've lived is a simple life. I got my kids and love and wife. I've worked hard and I've worked long. Looking back, I've done a few things wrong. But I see that my family's strong, and I know that this is where I belong. But I've been mining, breaking up this ground, going deeper, blasting every rock I found. And I don't know nothing about nothing else. Yeah, I'll hear from the Lord someday. They call me Pete Moss, my real name is Dan. Yeah, I'm all heart, I give it all I can. And I'm digging my way to heaven. Yeah, I'll praise Him for the gates and go. What I've lived is a simple life. I've got my kids and a loving wife. I've worked hard and I've worked long. Looking back, I've done a few things wrong. But I see that my family's strong, and I know that this is where I belong. This is where I belong. This is where is where I belong. This is where I belong. This is where I belong. This is where I belong.
Well, that was Paul Justin from Norco, California. You can find his music at pauljustin.com. Well, Jamie, you talked earlier today about your kitty, but we never really got a chance to find out how your brand new little white kitty is doing. And by the way, Jamie's getting a kitty, and she's completely allergic to cats.
I am getting the shots, Glenn. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Well, yesterday we had a little kitty scare. I'm not going to lie.
A kitty scare?
I had a kitty scare. It was one of the things where the kitty has been harassed a little bit by the dogs and has found a nice little hiding place behind some of our furniture outside on the patio, because we wanted to make
this an outdoor kitty, right? It's supposed to be a barn kitty.
This is a barn kitty. Needs to be near the barn to get the little mice or whatever is going to live out there. And he's getting his little food and his water. And, you know, he's been a little bothered by the puppies. 8-month-old puppies, 9-month-old puppies will not leave a brand new kitty alone. And he's been really sweet. He's kind of now learned that he can sit up on top of the wall, and he just kind of looks down at the dogs in disgust. Well, I went out yesterday morning to check on him and feed him, and he was gone. He's not in his hiding place. I did the whole, you know, how does everyone call a cat? Here, kitty, 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 kitty. So I called a kitty, kitty, yeah, and I called
you
him, and I called him. And,
you didn't find little white fur around Boomer's mouth, did you?
No, Boomer would have been in big trouble.
Okay.
So I called the kitty cat, and he does not come. And I all day long, he's not in his little shady spot where he's been sitting on top of the wall underneath the roof, and he's not there, and I can't find him anywhere. And I'm a nervous wreck. And, of course, he was given to me. He was rescued by a girlfriend who's a boarder at my house and was brought to me and handed over to me as this prize cat that they loved very much and they wanted to go to a good home, and she loves it. And she comes over last night to see her horse, and she's like, I want to see the kitty. Where's the kitty? I'm like,
you lost the kitty.
I'm like, Joanna, I have a little bit of news. Kitty cat has gone on walkabout. I cannot find this cat anywhere. I've been looking all day. I have looked everywhere. And she's like, you know, she was upset, but like, okay, well, that's going to happen. Maybe he'll come back, you know. That's going to happen when you have a cat that's outdoor that used to be a stray. You know, they could just wander off. So she and I go out to ride Genesis, the big horse that I told you about earlier. And when she and I come back, we drive in the driveway, we come down, and there is my husband standing, holding in his arms Frank the cat. He found Frank the
name
kitty
cracked
cat.
Me up. The name cracked me up.
He's got blue eyes. He's old blue eyes. He's Frank Sinatra. So Frank the cat was clutched in the arms of my husband, and I just about started crying. And we were both so excited to see him. And so apparently he went on walkabout and he came back. He was like, yeah, he was sitting up in his little spot again. So I need to not worry so much. But Frank the cat, officially as of today, upon purchase of a litter box, will be moving into my office.
Okay, so let me get this right. Your office is also your studio. You're allergic to cats and you're moving Frank in.
I might sneeze a little bit here and there. It's going to have to be part of it. I think at least I told you, and I was sitting there and I didn't realize he was listening because he was behind me and I didn't see him there. And I was like, well, after this escapade, Frank, you are now becoming an indoor kitty, whether my husband likes it or not. And I feel a tap on the shoulder. I'm right here. I can hear you. Like I was going to hide a cat in my house. You know. So, yes, Frank has to live inside for at least a week. So he starts to understand his territory and his home. He was a little dehydrated last night when he came back. So I did have to give him a little extra food and maybe some hamburger meat from Chad's Spaghetti before I mixed it with the sauce. Chad's like, really? Now you're giving him my hamburger meat? I'm like, honey, he's dehydrated and he's hungry. So Frank the cat is back home and doing well.
Horse women. I'm already in trouble today, so I might as well say it. Horse women.
Mm-hmm.
They're suckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This cat's going to be in the house forever. It's just coming in for a week. It's a house cat. It's now a house cat. It's not going to catch a mice. It's never, ever going to find a mouse because it's never, ever going to be outside. Well, what's going to stop the dogs from eating it inside?
They don't eat it. They just like to stand right in front of him and bark. Like, that's not annoying.
Yeah, that makes the cat feel great.
Yeah, exactly. When he first got here, he was hiding behind the couch, and they would walk up to the end of the couch and just bark, 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 just bark constantly. And I wanted to see if he was back there, and so I peeked back there to see if he was behind the couch, and he looks up and he goes, oh, okay, it's you. And he hisses, and then he sees that it's a human, and he walks right up to me and starts rubbing on my legs. His, like, natural instinct was the hiss. So he's doing good, and I think it's time, Glenn.
It's time.
Enough about the enough.
That is correct. It's time.
Pay attention.
It's time for Friday. Really bad ads. We're back. We missed a week, but we're back. Before we get into really bad ads, though, I have to have Jennifer post a picture. Yesterday, you're going to laugh at this story too, Jamie, because it's happened to all of us. So we're driving into town, and we're going, okay, we want to go out for lunch yesterday after the show. I need to get out of the house. I said, well, let's get Mexican. And Jamie's like, or Jennifer's like, yeah, let's get Mexican. So do we go to Taco Bell or do we go to the sit-down Mexican place? And we're debating Taco Bell, sit-down Mexican place, because we actually like Taco Bell. So we decide to go to Taco Bell. So I pull
Hold
in.
Hold up.
Taco,
you go, yeah. You wanted Mexican food and you decide to go to Taco Bell?
I really
wow.
like American Mexican food. I'm not so keen on Mexican food. I like American Mexican food. So that's Taco Bell. So we were going to go, and to Taco Bell and the Mexican place are like right beside each other. So I pull in and we park and we go in and sit down and we realize we had just ordered at the sit down Mexican place, not Taco Bell. And neither one of us realized it until we actually had ordered our drinks and was like, okay, well, we might as well order here now because we're here. So that's how allocated we are. But then we come out after, and sitting right there in front of the door of the Mexican place is Lo Mater. Do you remember Mater on the Cars movie, during the animated movie Cars? There was Mater, the pickup truck, all rusty and everything.
Played by Larry the Cable Guy.
Played by Larry the Cable Guy. Well, we found Lo Mater. It's actually a truck that looks like Mater. It's completely covered in rust, but obviously has been done intentionally. And we got a picture of yours truly with Lo Mater. And Jennifer is going to post that on Facebook right now, Horses in the Morning on Facebook. And believe me, everybody that walked by this thing was getting their picture taken with it. It looks like a smaller version of Mater. It's completely covered in rust. And when you look in the inside, it's completely disaster. But they put this big fancy engine in it, and it's obviously on hydraulics because it's sitting on the ground, sitting there in a parking space. We couldn't drive it like this. It's unbelievable. They probably spent a ton of money on this, making it look crappy.
You know, and they really missed the opportunity to give it the best name ever, which would be, and they call him Mini Mater.
Mini Mater. It
I
is cool, though.
How do you miss that? Not Low Mater, Mini Mater.
I mean, if you had seen this in a really bad ad, you would have went, who's going to buy that thing until you see the shiny engine inside? But it was pretty cool. Thought we'd have to start off really bad ads with that. Today, the winner of really bad ads is going to win a $50 gift certificate from thetackhouse.com. It's an online tack shop with a twist. They carry English, Western, and driving equipment, accessories, and gifts. But the site is designed to benefit the equestrian community, local and national, by allowing equine rescues, pony clubs, local shows, and other equine groups and associations to co-brand with them free of charge and fundraise for their activities or causes by selling products that are relevant to their group. And you can do all of that. They do good stuff over there at thetackhouse.com. Go check it out. It's a really neat place to find some unique tacky items from the horse world. And the winner gets a $50 gift certificate. Thank you to them for providing that. And I think you are up first.
All right. I'm sorry. I was writing back on Facebook to Sumiko. I did post a picture of my kitty cat, Sumiko. It's on there somewhere. I don't know where, but you just have to search. It's the white cat with the blue eyes, in case you were confused. Well, this one comes from Kate Henderson, so thanks so much, Kate, for sending this one in. it's short but sweet. There is a photo of the horse, even though they said that they can send you pictures. It's called Horse, the number 4, sale. $450, Houston, Texas. Now, when I see Houston, Texas, I got to talk like I'm in Houston, Texas. We got a horse that's a couple years old. He's really friendly. He loves bread and tortillas. That's it. That's it. We got a horse that's a couple years old and friendly. He loves
There's
bread and tortillas.
There's a good, healthy diet for a horse.
My favorite part, my favorite part is he's tied to a backhoe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he is. No, the lead rope, he's standing next to a backhoe, and the lead rope is wrapped around his front legs.
Well, there was another picture in the ad, and it's actually a lunge line, and the lunge line is tied to the door handle of the backhoe.
You know, Karen from Kentucky Performance Products is listening this morning, and she just rolled off her chair, realizing that these people are feeding bread and tortillas to their horse.
I'm going to go ahead and call this number. It's 281. No, I can't really say it out loud. But I'm going to call them and be like, KPP USA for all the products that your horse is missing since he's only eating bread and tortillas.
You know, we should do that someday. We really should call one of these ads while we're doing the Friday segment.
Oh,
act like
God.
We're interested.
And you know who would be the best person to call, because I want to see if they actually talk like they write, would be this next one.
Yeah.
Kelly Utter sent this one in. And how fun would it be to call this person and ask them about their horse? The only problem is, Glenn, that if you put somebody on the air, you have to actually tell them they're on the air before you put them on the air. So we could get in some trouble. This is from Kelly Utter. Two horses for sale, $900. This is in Rio Linda, California. I'm going to try to do this. Peruvian Paso, 8 years old, $1,200 for this one. $900 Toru Bred, 10-year-old, experienced rider with a Y, need this one. Cam off Rosé track, run Lake Hell. Run Lake Hell. We'll be moving. That is the Ryzen for sale it.
That last thing, that is the Ryzen for sale it.
Who talks like that? People pre-read. Dear God, this is an ad. You're trying to sell something. Why do you not get it? Peruvian Paso, Toru Bred, experienced rider, cam off Rosé track, run like hell. That is the Ryzen for sale it. What does that mean? And then the next one comes from Don Bailey, but you would think it was the exact same person who posted the last one that posted this one. Don sends this one in, and it's $750 in Moses Lake. I have no idea where Moses Lake is, but the area code's 509. I don't even understand what they're selling. The title of the ad is Two Stirs for Saul. Two Stirs for Saul, F-O-R-S-A-L. Hi, I am trying to sell my stirred due to a medical emergency. They very nice, weighing 800 pounds, rog high fly, and need to sell them fast. Thank. And then the phone number. What? What are you talking about? Oh. Please, next one.
$750 for stirs.
Stirs. Yes.
The next one is also from Dawn Bailey. Thank you, Dawn, for submitting every week. We really appreciate that. Makes our job easier. Makes Jennifer's job easier. This one's for an Azteca mare, $500 in Sequim, Washington. I have a 16 to 17-year-old Azteca mare that I need to find a new home for. I have many horses and need to downsize. She is a great mare. She needs an intermediate to experienced rider. No beginners. No, it's beginners. No beginners. The reason that I'm selling her so cheap is she developed a limp in the right back hip when she gets up off the ground and or stands for a period of time. I have the vet coming next month to look at her if she is still here. She doesn't die first. She's going to have the vet come next month. I believe it may be arthritis, but I want to make sure for sure that's what it is. I do believe she's fine for rides, yet she is go-getter and big sweet. I have no papers for her, and I would be willing to give my Abetta saddle with her. She is great with ferried on 8-week schedule. UTD on Wormer needs shots. But other than the limp on right hind, she is healthy. I am so bummed this happened. I'm hoping for something simple. So asking $500 or best offer, just want to go to Good Home and no meat market. I will be picky. She is so picky, yet she can't get the vet out till next month to check out by the horse limping. And you can have this horse if it doesn't die before the vet gets there.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this mare for $500, Azteca mare, has developed a limp on her right back hip when she stands for a long time. How the hell do you know she's limping if she's standing still? This sounds a little sketchy. I'm not quite sure, but you can ride her. She's fine for ride. She may limp a little bit, but go ahead and ride her. No matter. What?
Rachel Rosenthal sent this one in, a 6-year-old quarter horse stud. in Sunrise something. I don't know where. Beautiful quarter horse stud. Sound to ride, but needs intermediate rider, R-I-D-R. Baths, clips, and loads perfectly. Horse is not papered. It was a rescue. Too much of a horse for my 11-year-old to handle, since he is a stud. Asking $350. Price to sell quick. We'll consider trades. Here we go. At least one a week. We'll consider trades for ATV or sound gelding, preferably a mare. Let me reread that. We'll consider trades for ATV or sound gelding, preferably a mare. Tell me what you got, and let's make a deal.
Oh, my God. Okay. When on earth did you think your 11-year-old child needed to be around a 6-year-old stud? What are you thinking? You think, oh, he's a little too much for my 11-year-old. You think? You freaking idiot. Good Lord. But sell that sucker for an ATV. Let your child ride around that with no helmet. That'd be a great idea.
Or a gelding mare, which apparently is a new kind.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. And I feel like calling that phone number. Oh, she didn't give it to us. Probably good. this one is, this is just great. I didn't know that things like this existed. But two horses and a baby for sale, all mares, $1,200, 67th Avenue and Broadway Road. That sounds like it's in Phoenix. It comes from Rachel Mitchell. Three mares for sale as seen in the oh, by the way, they're yelling at you because it's in all caps. Three mares for sale as seen in the picture. One is the mom and daughter, 7 month old. The mother is 6 to 7 years old. It was its first birth. She is a quarter mile horse. The baby's mom needs to be worked with. The baby father is a quarter mile horse mixed with Arabian and a professional dancer. Let me read that sentence again. The baby father is a quarter mile horse mixed with Arabian and a professional dancer. So
this is how professional dancers. You know, I heard, you know, I was actually at my hairdresser's the other day, and she actually does hair for a couple of professional exotic dancers. And she said they're having a really tough time in this economy. So now we know what they're doing to make extra money.
They're studying out to Arabian farms. Gross. The other mare is an Arabian horse with the certificate of the Arabian Horse Association and shows that she is 20 years old, very strong and active, and loves to be ridden. The other two do not have any certification or registry, but I will give you a receipt. And here's the kicker. I am selling because I am going into the sheep business and I need the space.
Gotta get those damn horses out of the way. Do you think they're going to breed the sheep with exotic dancers? Or
that's a little disturbing and may actually happen in some countries.
Oh, here's the next one. I gave this to you because there's one every week.
Oh, no. Let me clear my throat. I don't even know if I can do this one, Glenn, because it's so misspelled and there's no punctuation. I haven't read ahead, so
You want me to do the next one, or you can get ready for that one?
Yeah, I got to get ready. Right. I got to get ready.
All right, you get ready for that one. This is every week we get one that has no punctuation. It's about 5 sentences long, so we always give that one to Jamie because she's so good at it. But first, Christine Kutak, who I think that's her first time actually submitting an ad. Thank you, Christine. Sent us one, and this was out of Jennifer. What website would this be? She copied the whole ad, and it's all on a block and everything. I don't know which website
it is. I think it's Equine Now. I think. Let me look here.
Okay, so this might be out of Equine Now. It says fully registered pony horse for sale. First of all, is it a pony or a horse? That's the first question. Because she says it's a pony. And then below, she says it's a fully registered Connemara. And in the height, it says 16.2. So it's a 16.2 hand pony, people. Let's get that right, because apparently Connemaras are different. So it's a fully registered Connemara. This mare is very laid back and loves a good fuss. This mare is very laid back and loves a good fuss.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
F-U-S-S.
I don't know.
She loves a good fuss.
Very quiet to ride and pops a small fence. This must be in England. Very quiet to ride and pops a small fence. She is, this is the amazing part. And, you know, not all horses are good in traffic, but this one is 10,000% good in traffic. 10,000%. And it's great to box, clip, and shoe. First or second pony. I'm not exactly even sure what that means.
What, is she being delivered in a flat rate box from the U.S. Post Office? Great to box. Fits in a flat rate box. $9.99.
Oh, well. You know, I thought
I got to say.
But it's Texas.
Oh, you're right. This is in England. Great to box, flip, shoe. What I find amazing is that it says it is very quiet to ride and pops a small fence, yet the tack on this horse looks like it is going into the Olympic show jumper with its huge bit, figure eight noseband. It's got a breast collar and a running martingale on, and it's wearing a event saddle. The thing has got show jumping boots on, the front boots. I mean, it looks like, and the girl holding the picture of the horse looks like she's scared to death of it. She's doing one of those, I'm holding the horse, but I've got that straight arm. My other arm is pointing straight out. Her body language is, dear God, take the picture quick. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. So we should post that picture. 16-2
yeah,
hands.
Funny.
Connemara pony. All right, here we go. Leslie, if it was up to me, you would have won because this is impressive. The title is To Your Old Ponte Stud Very Genteel. This is in, Gravette, Arkansas. I have a Ponte stud. He is very genteel, good with kids. He is too. I just have Tommy horses, all Mars but one. I have worked with him some. He has been harness set and saddled since he was a one. It does not bother him. I have ropeed his back feet. It doesn't bother him. For far more info, call Picks. Of course.
There is not one word in that entire thing that's spelled correctly.
Oh, even I have worked with him some. He has been, like the name, capitalized B-E-N. What? First of all, of course, you're going to call Tex. That just makes sense. Call Tex. second of all, why the hell would you rope his back feet? I don't understand. Hey, he's very genteel. I roped his back feet, and he don't care. Why would you rope a pink stud's back feet? I don't understand. That's all one sentence, and every single word in it, except for the word good, is spelled incorrectly. And I find it amazing that they spelled good with two O's and not a U.
I'll do Jeff's, and then you can do business. Jeff in Nevada sent us this. It's horse trailer parts, $125. I have top parts from a two-horse inline trailer. Nose piece, 8-inch tall by 60-inch wide by 36-inch long. Top is 60-inch wide by 78-inch long by 18-inch tall. Come with two half-circle anchor iron and tack room floor piece. There is also two windows, 12 by 48. This is a really good buy. Price has been reduced. So do you think he's one of those chop guys that goes out and just steals parts and then sells them? Because he's got, like, parts. What happened to the rest of the trailer? He's got, like, the parts to a trailer, like a couple of the parts, not all the
Jen,
parts.
I believe, has photos of this somewhere. Jennifer, do you have this?
I have
okay,
pictures
we gotta
of those
post
parts.
This.
Okay.
It's this. I mean, if this doesn't sell something for you, I don't know what will. I mean, seeing these pictures makes me want to go buy the parts of an inline horse trailer. First of all, people with inline horse trailers, if you exist, write something on our Facebook page because I have never used one of those, and nor would I because there is no way my horse would ever walk into a thin tube of an inline horse trailer, and it just doesn't seem very safe. Anybody? You ever used one? I didn't think so.
No. Nope.
The next ad is... Well, you know, if you're going to trade, you might as well trade for something like this. Don Bailey sent this one in. iPod Touch for hay? I have a like-new iPod Touch 8GB third generation for trade for quality local grass hay. I would like 30 bales of horse hay for the iPod. Comes with a case and its charging cord. Cord could use to be replaced, though. can be gotten at Walmart. It still charges, though. I have reset it to make it like it's brand new again so you can start fresh. No scratches or anything has been well cared for. I've only had 1 year and purchased for over $200. Wow. First of all, you got a great deal on an 8-gigabyte iPod for $200. And this is, oh, it's not an iPad, it's an iPod. It says it differently throughout the ad. So, yeah, iPod for hey. Anybody, any takers? Anybody?
And,
considering
and
he, that hay is 15, and, what?
He just doesn't want any hay, Jamie. He wants whore's hay.
Oh, whore's hay. Let me see. 15 and 30. So, this is a screaming deal because bales of hay right now here in Phoenix are $15. So I could trade them 30 bales of whore's hay and for one $200 iPod, and that would only cost me $450.
Did you hear, you didn't hear yesterday's show, Tammy said because of the drought down there in Texas that round bales right now that normally go for $30 to $40 are selling for $150 in Texas.
Oh, my. Well, they had the worst drought ever.
Yeah, it's bad down there. Yep.
All right, I got to do one more. I forgot to do bizzes.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. You got to do that one.
This is from BizStam. Need a horse! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Please do not flag. Exclamation point times about 25. I am. I got to do this one too. See, we got two of them today. This is in all lower caps, so they're not yelling at you. I am looking for a horse. I am 12-year-old boy who would like to get a horse. I am really into it and will offer $700 for the horse. Only one problem, my mom wants me to be 14, so would like to see if anybody would help me out. Oh, the horse has to like men, women, and dogs. We have the perfect environment for him, so that is fine. I am a amateur horse rider, but can take a challenge. Thank you. That is all one sentence.
This kid's trying to buy a horse. Trying to buy a horse without mom knowing.
Yeah. First of all, why the heck is a 12-year-old on Craigslist? There is really bad stuff on Craigslist that a 12-year-old need not see. If you're surfing around, you know what I'm talking about. Dear God, get your 12-year-old boy off Craigslist and off the computer. Second of all, the guy really wants a horse. Get the kid a pony for crying out loud. But it must be safe because apparently his mom wants him to make it to the age of 14 or she doesn't know that he's buying one. Anybody? Anybody? Nothing?
We got a 16-hand pony up there that she might be able to get.
I say, nobody can help him out and give him a nice broke horse to hide from his mother for $700? Nobody? Okay, move on.
Okay, and I do want to say that Jennifer posted that ad, the really long one that every word was misspelled, and Kathy chimed in that she thought it was very sad that he obviously is illiterate and we shouldn't be making fun of him. Kathy, that's what we do every Friday. That's part of what we do every Friday here. So I don't think she's a regular listener to the show. So
I think a lot of these are actually, because you can text an ad into Craigslist, and a great many of these, and depending on the provider you use on your phone, it will actually tell you that it's been texted in via a certain type of phone. A lot of them are texted in, so if you hit the button wrong, you get a completely different word. It's awesome.
Well, this one was really bad, though. So anyway, Kathy, that's what we do on Friday. It's very popular. Just saying. So now we have
somebody write your ad that can write. If you're seriously having those problems, bless your heart. We love you, and hopefully you can get some help. But, dear God, just please. Have somebody help you out.
You get a lot more money for whatever you're selling.
Let's go on right to the winner. Let's go right to the winner here, Jamie, because we're running out of time. We've had a few pictures already. We'll save that other one for next week. So Dawn sent another one in. We'll make that picture of the week next week. But let's go right to the winner. I cracked up out loud when I read this morning. It was so funny, and the reason is I can relate. We have a cat like this.
So you want me to read it?
Yes.
All right.
And the winner is
Lisa Pinellas or Pineas. Thank you so much for sending this in. Maybe Frank needs a friend. And this sounds like my husband would divorce me in 5 seconds if I were to take this cat. free to Good Home, my miserable deaf cat. Free to Good Home, colon, miserable deaf cat. He is black with a white chest patch, 16 years old, and just gets worse as he gets older. I promised when I took him 8 years ago that I would take care of him, so he needs a good home. He hates to be picked up, he hates kisses, and he hates, most of all, me. He is so antisocial that it took me 3 years to figure out that he is actually totally deaf. My pillow, I thought this was a haiku, my pillow, inside my motorcycle helmet, my clean clothes drawer, inside my dryer, every corner of the house, these are just a few of the places that he has peed. Nothing has escaped the aim of this cat's urine. He is declawed and so far has tolerated a hurricane pretty well. I guess I should let him in. Just kidding, he says in parentheses. If you take my kitty, I swear he will change your life just as he has mine. What I love about this person is so far he's tolerated a hurricane pretty well. Guess I should have let him inside.
I think Frank needs a friend in your new house.
Oh, God.
Hey,
yeah, that,
you
that
get
would
this cat. You get this cat. Those dogs ain't good. You guaranteed those dogs will be, they'll have scratch marks across their face. They aren't going to fool around with this cat.
No, because, Glenn, he is declawed. Somebody was mean enough to rip the first knuckle out of this cat and take his claws out, poor thing. So that's why he pees on everything, because he's so mad. Why would you do that?
Oh, I love this line, too. He hates to be picked up. He hates kisses. He hates, most of all, me.
Oh, so tell her, Bob, what she wins.
She wins the $50 gift certificate. Hold on here 1 second. She wins the $50 gift certificate from thetackhouse.com. So what we need to do is have, who was the winner there? We need to have Lisa. Is it Pinellas, you think? Pinellas? We need to have Lisa Pinellas give us an email with your address, and we'll get that $50 gift certificate out to you. Just send it to Jennifer@HorseRadioNetwork.com. Thank you so much to everybody that submitted. We have so many people submitting now, it's hard to pick a winner anymore. They're just so funny.
I know. It's fantastic. Got to have the bad horse trailer pictures, got to have the bad ads. You know, obviously somebody's always selling something besides a horse, like a camel or sheep or goats or something like that. Good times, everybody. Thank you very much for being with us all week long. And I'm just going to go unpack my house. That's pretty much what I have in store for me today. anything else that you have, Glenn?
Nope, that's about it. We're going to just have a nice, quiet weekend here in Lexington. I'm not going put on tights or anything. So it's just going to be a nice, quiet weekend here. I'll be thinking about you unpacking. We've done that a few times. I know what that's like. But so, everybody, you have a terrific weekend. Don't forget you can listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network. They're all out for the week. All the weekly shows are available to you at horseradionetwork.com. We'll see everybody back here on Tuesday. We're going to have a brand-new recorded episode for you on Monday. So tune in then if you're available. We'd love to have you listen. That's it, Jamie. Have a great weekend. Yeah.
Thank you. Did anybody else miss Black Beauty today? I know I certainly did. I think we should start it over and read it again.
Okay.
Jamie
will not be back on Tuesday. I was wrong about that. Jamie will be back. When are we going to Norco? She'll be back in a couple of months. In the meantime, please submit other books that we can read that are not copyright protected and not depressing. Have a good weekend,
Jamie. Spay, neuter, and geld.
Hey, we'll see you all at Dealers.